Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perot. Now, anyone tuning in to hear Ask Dr. Stewart, want to let you know that that is going to be returning next week. And we're also going to be talking about the big news that she announced last week that Dr. Paula Stewart will be retiring this summer as Medical Officer of Health from the Leeds, Grenville and Lanark District Health Unit. Now, don't worry. We've got a great guest lined up for you today with a wonderful topic. Health promoter from the health unit, Joe Reed, is here. Joe, welcome to the show.
Hi, Bob. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back. It's been a while, and it's always a pleasure to speak with you. And this is an incredible topic. Next week, of course, May 2nd through the 8th is Mental Health Week. And I guess the first question is, what is the theme for this year, Joe?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the pandemic has really brought on a need for empathy to the forefront. The pandemic has affected us all, but in different ways and to different degrees. So it's important that we try to understand others and where they're at mentally and emotionally. So I just want to note that it's the 71st annual Mental Health Week in Canada, and the Canadian Mental Health Association's campaign this year is all about empathy, as I just mentioned. So the slogan is tune in before you weigh in, and focusing on getting real about how to help by encouraging people to really tune in to the needs of the person that they're talking to or supporting before offering any advice or opinions.
It's really interesting. You say 71 years of Mental Health Week. I bet you it's really in the last 10 years that it's really come into prominence, and the week gets a lot more deserved attention.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's an ongoing thing where we're all trying to really promote mental health as being just as important as physical health. And we're going to keep doing that and keep pushing things forward.
So when we talk about the slogan, tune in before you weigh in, how does one do that?
So, yeah, easier said than done, but to bring empathy alive with the people in our lives, we need to be there. You know, be present, listen completely, and try to see the world through their eyes. So when someone's struggling, they don't always need someone to you know, swoop in and fix things for them. So first, they need someone to understand where they're coming from. So it's important that we be there for each other when times are hard and be ready to listen. You know, as I said, you don't have to fix the problem to help. And empathy may not come naturally to everyone, and that's okay, because it's a skill that can be learned. And, you know, I'll just speak to myself, because I think it's important really to, if people are comfortable, to share, you know, things from their own lives about mental health. And I know that, with people in my life that I care about, I can tend to be a Mr. Fix-It. So this is something, you know, to definitely, learn and work on. And I know at other times that, you know, people, including myself, just want to have a vent session, and all we really need, right, is for someone to listen, or at least even just be in the room when we're talking. So that's a big part of it. And so the CMHA website has tools to help, including some great short reads on how to listen and ways to hone and practice the skill of empathy.
It's amazing the power of listening, isn't it? Because we've all been in that position where everything's just so pent up, and then you get to vent, you get to do it. And it's a release, but it also, in many cases, will help people sort out what they're going through. And to be able to just have someone there and really absorb what you're saying, just to be there, you know, as that either physical or metaphorical shoulder to lean on, means so much.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And I think, especially during the pandemic, we may not realize the stress that we do have on our shoulders and things like that. So even the person who's doing the venting may not even realize they're doing it. And so that's why it is so important for us to take a second, listen, just be there, and then, you know, realize that we don't have to fix it necessarily in that moment, or maybe it doesn't need to be fixed. And like you said, it's just a time to chat and to vent.
I love this tune in weigh in because it can take place at so many different levels. If it's someone that you deal with on a regular basis, whether it be a family member, spouse, partner, a child, someone like that, then there's obviously certain different levels of tuning in that you're doing. But if it's a coworker, a friend, someone who you may know casually, and they do have some sort of vent session or whatever with you, then it's sort of tuning in the moment. Whereas when you're dealing with someone who is in your life in on a very deep entrenched level, then you're tuning in a little bit deeper. Is that accurate?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's different levels, and we all have different different types of relationships with people, whether it's our family we live with or it's coworkers. So yeah, it can be difficult at times, but I think the main thing is really just to listen and you'll know what to do, you know, if you're listening, and you'll know how to handle it from there.
Now, workplaces have certainly changed over the course of the pandemic. Where are you now as we talk, Joe?
I'm working from home. I've actually been working from home. I've been lucky. I've been working from home for most of the pandemic. I've gone into to the odd vaccination clinic to help out. I'm a health promoter, so I have a degree in public health. I'm not a nurse or an inspector. So, you know, I've been working mostly on the communications team throughout the pandemic. So yeah, I'm at home, and time will tell when I'm back in the office.
What town are you in?
I actually live in Ottawa.
You live in Ottawa. I'm in Smiths Falls. We're on a radio station in Perth. You know, this is, it's sign of the times. It really is just a part of how workplaces have changed. And as we've all dealt with this massive change over the past 2 years, there are mental health struggles that come along with not only that, but dealing with the pandemic and regulations and all that as well. I'm sure that workplaces are having struggles when it comes to how to support employees' mental health, because it's been really a massive shift for everyone involved, the employee, the employer, everyone.
Absolutely. You know, as we said, mental health is a key component of overall health, and it's so important to nurture it just as we do our physical health. And, you know, we're all at work half of our lives, whether that's doesn't matter where your workplace is, whether it's in an office or out in the community, or whether you're working from home. So we wanted to share some advice on maybe how some workplaces can help their employees improve their mental health and well-being. So before that, I just want to note that as a publicly funded organization, the health unit is accountable to the public in everything we do. And part of that is leading by example, especially when it comes to health topics like mental health. So we're looking inward to make sure that our staff come out of this pandemic as healthy as possible, so that we can continue to serve the public. So like many healthcare and essential industries and everyone really, health unit staff have been stretched to the limit during this pandemic. And so we're currently taking steps to ensure that we understand what supports work the best and what our staff need. So we're developing, again, we're trying to lead by example. So we're developing a long-term mental health and well-being plan. And that involves looking at what we do well currently to support staff mental health, and where there are opportunities for improvement. So we're going to be putting in some, you know, again, long-term plans and some immediate strategies, like enhancing our employee and family assistance program, so that staff have resources to go to when they are struggling, and other immediate things like 10 minutes a day of practicing mental hygiene, for example. And probably the biggest thing we're doing is looking at how to improve some things systemically, you know, to help build a better workplace culture. Because for mental health and well-being, of course, the individual has a big role to play, but the environments that they live and operate in also have a big role. And that includes the workplace where we all spend a lot of time. So we want to encourage other workplaces to do something similar. Look at how you can support employee mental health and well-being. You know, look at what you do well, and look at other organizations and things like that for best practices, and ask your employees how they're doing, how they're feeling, and what they need to have a better supportive environment for mental health.
I think that's really awesome because you're going through it too, like the health unit, and you'll be able to make recommendations based on best practices that you've seen in your own environments. And I know that there are several that you deal with the health unit as well. And people need to remember that, like, it's not just workplaces that, retail settings, office settings, mechanics, whatever. It's not just those places that are dealing with this. The health officials are dealing with this as well. And it's a very real situation in your workspaces too. So I find it very interesting that you get to almost be a testing ground.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I'm not trying to say, woe is me.
No, not at all.
Yeah, we have a job to do and we enjoy doing it. And, you know, we're here to serve the public. But again, we want to lead by example. And this conversation actually just kind of sparked something in me that maybe we should, once we're done our internal plan, develop something to go external, maybe put on the website to help other workplaces out with this process.
Yeah, it certainly makes a lot of sense. And we've seen the health unit do that throughout the entire pandemic as well. And I know in our conversations with Dr. Stewart that a number of the practices are being obviously undertaken at the health unit's offices and in their environments as well. And we've seen that in the public by going to the vaccination clinics and all the precautions that have been put in place at those as well. So we get to see it in action. We get to see you folks in action. And again, it's all a cooperative effort because that's what public health is, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we work on population health, which is the overall health of everybody. And it definitely, you know, we're in the office and in the community doing that work, but it's a partnership with the communities that we live in and that we serve. And we can't do it without the folks that live here.
And mental health is absolutely a huge part of that. If people would like to get more information on Mental Health Week, what's the best way for them to do that, Joe?
mentalhealthweek.ca.
It's that easy. We'll share that as well on our website, lanarkleadstoday.ca, when we share this interview. It'll also be going up on Facebook and Twitter as well. Joe, is there anything you wanted to leave our listeners with today?
Oh, that's a good question. I think just be kind to yourself, especially with your mental health. You know, it feels like we're in somewhat of a transition stage. The pandemic is still here. COVID's still here. At the same time, we're all trying to figure out how to transition into, you know, living alongside it. So be kind to yourself, go at your own pace and be kind to others and listen to others when they, you know, want to have a vent session or chat about things that are bothering them. So yeah, just be kind to yourself and others and we're getting there.
Make sure that you tune in before you weigh in.
Absolutely.
There we go. Joe, thanks so much. It's always a pleasure to speak with you and we look forward to our next conversation.
Absolutely. Thank you, Bob.
You're very welcome. Joe Reed is a health promoter with the Leeds, Granville and Lanark District Health Unit. We've been talking about Mental Health Week, which is coming up May 2nd through the 8th. I'm Bob Perreault. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful afternoon.